Scott and I devoted ourselves to keeping my health worries as far from Casey's sight as possible during his childhood and teen years. It took some fancy footwork on both our parts. A lot of formulated cheerfulness through scary times. A lot of Scott's nuancing of the truth. Yeah, Mom is in the hospital for a few days, nothing serious, just her usual tests. But this time, it's different. Let's stick with our plan. No plucking him out of school, Scott says definitively. He'll come to LA during his break next month. And meanwhile, I really think you should write him a letter that I can hold on to, just in case. A letter? You mean like a final goodbye, in writing? He nods. I lower myself beside him on the bed and exhale, hand to chest. I can't. I know it's hard, but you have to. You're his mother. He's going to need some words from you. Of course. Yes, sure. I just don't. How do I? He places two fingers under my chin and lifts it gently so our eyes are in line. Just tell him you love him. You'll find the words. But you need to do it, and you need to do it soon. I assure him I will. A few days later, I sit down at the makeshift dining room table with a piece of white copy paper and a plain envelope pulled from the small stash we brought with us from home, and I give it a try. Dear Casey boy, I love you so, and I'm terribly sorry I am not with you anymore. But how lucky I am to have been your mom for all these years, to hold little tiny you in my arms, to watch you grow, to be there for you when I put my pen down. No mother should have to do this.